Last Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, the Texas Organizing Project bailed out two pregnant women from a San Antonio jail and reunited them with their families right before the holiday. One of the women is 23-year-old Simone Oliver, who was arrested for a nonviolent crime but couldn't afford to make bail, so she was just sitting in jail awaiting trial. Here's what she had to say to the Texas Organizing Project's Facebook audience in a video posted by the group.
I went through an unfortunate event and I was arrested and placed in jail. It was really hard because it was my first time ever placing foot in a jail, and it was a very nonviolent crime. I was separated from my children. I lost my job. I've just been really displaced. It's been really hard, but it feels really good to know that there are good people out there that helped me get out of jail and are going to help me stay out of jail. So I just want to say thank you to all the people that donated because they helped me and others get out of jail too. So I'm just really thankful.
In this story, we're going to present some audio from the Free Black Mamas bailout event, courtesy of the Texas Organizing Project, which broadcast it live on its Facebook page. Here's Lakita Garcia, an organizer for the Texas Organizing Project, leading the press conference on the Bexar County Jailhouse steps.
We are bailing out these two mothers today because we have to fight back against this system that oppresses and preys on black and brown community. And aside from the lives and families that are destroyed, this current bail system doesn't make sense for taxpayers. Back in March of this year, we also bailed out eight men right here in Bexar County. Because of their release pretrial since March, we have saved the taxpayers $21,500 in costs associated with keeping these people in jail before ever being convicted of a crime. We are here today to say we are ready to fight for justice. Are you ready to fight with me?
Yeah!
One more time, are you ready to fight with me?
Yeah!
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar also spoke during the press conference. Here is some of what he had to say.
You know, here at the Bexar County Jail, 2017 we broke records for jail population. And in 2018, we're on track to break another record again, and that's not necessarily a good thing. For a normal inmate, we're talking about $40 to $60 in cost per day to keep that person incarcerated. You talk about a pregnant inmate, like these two mamas standing behind me, that number could go up exponentially. The sky's the limit. Everybody knows that pregnancies can be somewhat unpredictable, and that's certainly the jail may not necessarily be the most appropriate place for those folks depending upon their charges.
The advocacy organization took donations from the public to pay for the bail for the two ladies that were bailed out last week, just in time for Mother's Day. Those ladies were sitting in jail because they could not afford to post bail, and Texas Organizing Project has been advocating on this issue for years. The group was heavily involved in a legal fight here in Houston that resulted in a ruling last year by a federal judge that the Harris County bail system was unconstitutional. In her 193-page ruling, Judge Lee Rosenthal wrote that the Harris County cash bail system encouraged defendants to plead guilty in hopes of getting out of jail sooner. She said it was a system of sentence first, convict after. And she wrote, the system, quote, exacerbates the racial disparities, unquote, of the criminal industrial complex. Last year, Texas Organizing Project bailed out Houston resident Keisha Flowers, who was sitting in jail awaiting trial. In a video posted on Facebook, the group caught up with Keisha to see how she's doing. Here's what she had to say.
By y'all bailing me out, I was able to come home, started working at Whataburger, doing real good. I have a nice home. I have a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Still doing real good, still trying to keep everything. We're doing great. It's Mother's Day weekend. It's coming up. We're going to this brunch on Saturday. My mama's going to be there. All my seven children are going to be there. Top organization is going to be there. And we're going to enjoy our Mother's Day. My black mama and my seven beautiful children, we're going to all be there. And we're going to enjoy brunch. And then on Sunday, on Mother's Day, we're going to the beach with the babies. And we're going to enjoy Mother's Day. And I just pray to God and I bless God and I thank God for the organization that came and got me out of jail.
Audio heard in this story is courtesy of the Texas Organizing Project, which broadcast it first on its Facebook page. Watch the video and learn more about the group on their Facebook page at facebook.com/organizedtexas. For the People's News, I'm Brandon Moeller.